All right. We are now joined by the race winner of the 2018 Auto Club 400, driver of the number 78 Bass Pro Shops 5-Hour Energy Toyota for Furniture Row Racing, Martin Truex Jr. Martin, today was a return to form of sorts from the type of performances the 78 team put down in 2017. Sat on the pole, swept all three stages, came out and got the race win. What was the difference maker today, and what does it mean to come out of the gate strong in 2018 after such a strong season?
Well, first off, it just feels good to win. It's to get our first California win is unbelievable, and I feel like we've been getting better here the last couple of years and just haven't been able to put it all together. So, you know, for us to get our first win of the season today, it's definitely special to get it here. Finish off the West Coast swing with a win feels great. But, I feel like we've been close all year long, and I kept telling people we were close, and they're like, well, you're not winning stages. And I'm like, well, you know, we're right there. So the guys have done a great job on the team, and, feel good about where we're at. And, you know, the consistency is there for sure. And you know, today we were able to find just a great balanced car and one that had really good speed on long runs, which is what it takes here. So just happy and proud of everybody on our team for doing a great job, and hopefully we can continue that.
All right. We'll start with Kathy back there, and then we'll move up to Hembree in the front.
Kathy Brown, pitting outside the box. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me, just how good does it feel to finally unseat Kevin Harvick with his string of wins that he had in the row, winning in a row? And do you think that this is now going to reset everybody moving forward into Martinsville?
Honestly, it just feels good to win. I don't really care. You know, I don't really worry about who's winning or who else is fast or, you know, obviously, you know, the four's been quick and they've got a great team, and Kevin's an awesome driver. I mean, they had it going on the last couple of weeks, but, you know, as we've seen today, it's, we can put together a run like that as well. And, so I think most of all, it feels good that we're able to find that speed that we've been looking for the last couple of weeks, really. Like I said, we've been close, but not quite close enough. And we knew we were off a bit. So it wasn't a surprise that we weren't winning, you know, and today I felt really good about what we had, and it was really fast. So it's just a kind of reassurance that, you know, what we're doing is working, and, you know, we have a lot of things that, we have to look forward to this year. And that's because of the hard work of the guys and just everybody in our program and Toyota and TRD and all our guys in the Denver and, JGR Chassis and all that we do together with them. It's just been an unbelievable, really, couple seasons, and hopefully we can keep it rolling.
Go to Mike.
Mike Hembree, USA Today. You mentioned the long runs. There weren't a lot of caution flags. You guys were set up for that, and how might things have changed if there had been a lot of cautions?
Well, I mean, we were really fast on short runs and long runs, I felt like. I mean, if we could come out of the pits with the lead, we could hold the lead and drive away on the long run. So I thought we had really the best of both worlds. I mean, I don't think there was anyone better on the short or the long run, which is really hard to do here. We had a little trouble in the pits. You know, we lost the lead a couple of times on pit stops. So that was, something that we had to fight through a little bit. But, you know, the guys just kept, you know, chipping away at it there on the stops, and in our last couple were really good. So it's just the way it works. And, I think any way this race could have played out, we could have won it. I mean, we had the speed, and the car was just it was unbelievable.
Did you see enough of Harvick's car to know if he would have been your biggest challenger at the end?
I didn't know. I mean, you know, that first pit stop was under green, and he came in pretty close, and we left pit road and I drove away from him. So that's the only gauge I really had on it. Of course, it felt good at the time to do that, and then he had his issues. So we'll never know, but I'm sure we'll have plenty of chances to race each other for throughout the rest of the season.
All right, we'll move up front to Bob.
Bob Huckris, ESPN. Were you surprised that he wrecked while racing somebody on lap 37, Harvick? And how much does this just come down to, you know, he said he made a dumb mistake. Is it just avoiding making dumb mistakes?
I actually haven't seen any of it. I don't really even know what happened, so I can't comment on it.
But how much do races generally come down to just not making mistakes?
Well, I mean, every race, if you make a mistake, you're screwed. So, I mean, every single one of them, there's opportunities for those things to happen. And you know, if you want to be consistent and you want to have finish, you know, good consistent finishes every week, you can't make mistakes. You know, just, you know, I guess it depends on the severity of the mistake on whether you can get away with it or not. You know, obviously today his was a big one if he got wrecked. So, Yeah, you try to. I mean, I think we all make small mistakes here and there, whether it's, you know, hitting your line or missing your line, things like that. But when you, you know, make a mistake and get yourself in a crash, then that's a whole different ballgame.
All right. Any more questions downstairs? Go to Dominic right here on the left.
Dominic Aragon with the Racing Experts in ESPN Albuquerque. Just want to get your comment on five races now, 60 stage points. That's the most among all competitors. Just talk about that and I guess how important stage points are.
Stage points are your friend. We love them. I mean, the more you can get, the happier you are when the playoffs start. So, you know, for us, like I said, we've been consistent. We've been right there all year long, each and every racetrack. We've had good runs and been able to get some of those stage points. But I think more importantly it's the bonus points. It's the stage wins. And, you know, we weren't able to get any of those till today. So that felt good for sure to get a few of those today and then, of course, get the win to, you know, to get five. I think bonus points are a huge part of what we do now. And, you know, you try to gather them up as much as you can because they're, you know, they're worth a lot when the playoffs start.
All right. Any more questions downstairs? In the back.
Keith Flair, Southern California News Group. You've raced here a lot. You've come really close to winning here before. Are you? What did you wonder? What is it going to take to finally get to be sitting there?
Well, it feels great. I mean, it's like you said. We've been kind of knocking on the door the last couple seasons at Furniture Row Racing and. You know, we finished fourth last year and led a bunch of laps. I think really the last 3 years we've led some laps here and been right there all day and just, man, it just never worked out. So today it was, you know, we had so much speed. We could get out there and control the race and you know, without just really untimely cautions, it was going to be hard to beat us. But for sure, those last 15 or 20 laps, I was really praying that we didn't get a caution because I just didn't want to have to worry about something happening to take it away from us. So luckily it all worked out and feels amazing. You know, like I said earlier, just to win early in the season, I think is really important for that momentum, that confidence as a team, that it's, just kind of reassures you that what you're doing is working and you can continue down that path. And it worked great for us last year and hopefully we can take advantage of it again.
Any more questions before we move to the terrace? All right, up to the terrace now.
No questions in terrace.
Bob? Over to Bob.
I hope this one's better than the last one.
Hey, I make mistakes too, just like everybody else, right? I don't know if you know, but you're leading the points now.
Awesome.
Because Harvick got two whole points today.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm sure you feel bad for it. But just how how
he's got three wins, he'll be fine. Don't worry about him.
When do you start looking at points and potential of, you know, winning the regular season title? Because that's five extra playoff points.
You know, points are great. Like I said, I mean, bonus points, you want to get all you can. You know, winning the regular season for us last year, it's a big confidence booster. You know, honestly, it means a lot to a team. It's so difficult to do, to win. And we've heard, you know, other guys talk about it before, Harvick in particular, that it's a huge accomplishment to win the regular season points. It's so difficult to come to all these different racetracks, be consistent week after week, deal with all the things that racing can throw at you. So it's something that we're looking forward to doing that. And, you know, like I said, we've got the consistency so far, which has been really good, and hopefully we can continue that. But, you know, I think for us, we come out each and every week to try to win. If we can't do that, we try to get the best result we can. And, you know, so far it's going well.
All right. Any questions up in the skybox?
No questions from the skybox.
All right. Back downstairs. Any questions downstairs? Going once. Going twice. All right. Thanks, Martin.
Thanks, everyone.